This shiur on Parshas Chayei Sora is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisocha ben Chaim Mushkat, our dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum. Let's hope and daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a Refuah Shleima Shelav Arichas Yamin Vishonim with his beautiful family. So on this week's Parsha Chayei Sora, we continue learning about Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu. And for a change, our discussion today, our session today, will be in Chesher Mishpot rather than Shulchan Aruch HaChaim. And we will be dealing with the concept of Kinyan Kesef in the context of Kinyan Zdei Ephraim. Actually, part of the Shia would also be in Evan Ezer, not only Chesher Mishpot, because we will be checking and examining the Kesher between Kinyan Kesef and Kedushay Kesef, because the two most central sugyas in this week's parsha is, on one hand, the kinyan of Zdei Ephraim, Chevron, by Avraham Avinu, and the shlichus of Eliezer, Eved Avraham. And as I made it very clear in Minchas Osher Chumash Bereishis Siman Chav Zayin, there are various different opinions regarding the shlichus of Eliezer, Eved Avraham. And there are three different opinions in the Rishonim and in the commentaries on the Torah. Some maintain that the shlichus was merely a technical shlichus to find a proper wife for Yitzchak. Other sources maintain that Eliezer actually was a shliach le'erusin and he performed the kiddushin as an agent of Yitzchak, while another opinion maintains that Eliezer performed not only Erusin, but Nisuyin as well, based on the Gemara, on the Sugya in Ksubis, Daf Memches, Mosar Hu'av L'Shluchei HaBaal has a din of Chupa. So, according to some sources, which have a basis in the Psikta, in Divrei Chazal, Eliezer actually performed Kedushei Kesef when he gave Kle Kesef V'Chlei Zohov to Rivka. So we do have a source in this week's parsha regarding Kiddushei Kesef and also regarding Kinyan Kesef by Kinyan Zdei Ephraim. So in Minchas Osher and Parshas Chayei Sora Siman Chof Hei, we dealt with Kinyan Zdei Ephraim. Siman Chof Zayin, we discussed at length the shlichus of Eliezer Eved Avraham. We will not go into details in the parsha, but rather examine the concept of Kinyan Kesef and Kiddushei Kesef as well. So one of the most basic Kinyonim is Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Kesef, Mena Torah, applies to karka, to real estate, to property. Regarding Metalpelin, Shetel, it is a Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Virash Lokish. According to the Bi'ochen Amois Koines, according to the Shluchish Mashiach Koine Mena Torah, but everybody agrees that Kesef Koine Karka. Regarding the concept of Kinyan Kesef, there's a machloikis between the Sma and the Taz in Choshim Mishpot Zimin Kuf Tzadik. Siv Beis, when the Mechaba teaches us that one could buy property by either of four Kinyonim, Kesef, Shtar, Chazoka, and Kinyan Sudar. There's a machlokes, the Sma and the Taz regarding Kinyan Kesef. The Sma maintains in Sif Koten Aleph that the only Kesef relevant, valid as a Kinyan is Kesef Shivui Hamekach, the worth of the item that is purchased. Meaning that if a person gives kesef just the shame kinyan, it would not be valid. Only payment, proper payment, paying the worth of the property, only that would be valid as kinyan kesef. The Taz maintains that even if the kesef isn't really the proper payment of the property, it is kesef that is given and transferred the shame kinyan, it is valid as well. So the most obvious nafka mina between the Taz and the Sma would be whether if a person wants to give a gift, property is a gift, a father wants to give a house to a son, or a husband to a wife, or any other two parties, and the transfer is actually a gift, but they are looking of a means to validate this gift, this transaction, would Kesef be sufficient? According to the Sma, no. Because only kesef that is truly and honestly given in exchange to the property would help, would be valid as a kinyan. In the case in which we are dealing with a gift is a gift. So if two people are standing in a train, on a plane, in the bus, or in the marketplace, and they want to validate the transaction of a house, they don't have the knowledge to formulate a shtar, they don't have Adam to validate the shtar, they can't do kinyan chazaka because they aren't in the presence of the house, but they want to in some way validate the kinyan. So Reuven tells Shimon, I have $100 in my pocket, take $100 and let this be the kinyan kesef. Would that be valid or not? According to this man, no. Because party number one doesn't expect money. He wants to give a gift. If he would want to be paid, $100 isn't the payment for a house that's worth $500,000. So according to the Sma, Kinyan Kesef does not validate a Matona. According to the Taz, it does. Because any money transferred, Al Menas Liknois, is proper Kinyan Kesef according to the Shita of the Taz. So the Sma argues that where do we learn Kinyan Kesef from? Zdei Efrain. So it has to be Dumid Zdei Efrain. Zdei Efrain was payment. Those Arba Meir Shekel Kesef that Efrain demanded from Avraham were the worth of Zdei HaMachpelo. So it has to be similar to Zdei Efrain. When the Sma writes that we learn Kinyan Kesef from Zdei Efrain, that seems to be an inexactitude, because in Kiddushin Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks Kesef Menolam, and Chazal quote a posik in Novi Yirmiyahu, Sadas BeKesef Yiknu. Nowhere in Shas do we find that we learn Kinyan Kesef from Zdei Efrain. One must try to explain that the Kavon of the Sma isn't mamish that we learn Kinyan Kesef from Zdei Efrain, but rather we maintain that the means of transaction of Avraham Avinu by Zdei Efrain probably was Kinyan Kesef, and therefore one should argue that Kinyan Kesef has to be Dumyid Zdei Efrain. The Taz, on the other hand, argues that we could prove that any Kesef given Lashem Kinyan would be sufficient from Kiddushin. When a person gives a pruta, Isha Mekadeshes Bepruta Vebishove Pruta, according to Bishamai Bidinar Uvishove Dinar, that's the first Mishnah Masechet Kiddushin. Obviously his wife is worth more than a pruta or a dinar. If he doesn't think so, I would suggest leave her alone and don't even try to marry her. So obviously the person is aware that his wife is worth far more than the dinar or the pruta that he's giving her l'shem Kiddushin. And nevertheless, that is the means of Kiddushin. So the same rule would apply to Kinyan Kesef. And the Taz writes, from where do we learn Kiddushin Kesef? From Zdei Efrain. So probably the rules of Kinyan Kesef should be the same as the basic idea of Kiddushin Kesef. And here too, we have a slight observation, because it is quite obvious in Kiddushin Dav Beis that Chazal don't really learn Kiddushin Kesef from Kinyan Kesef, from Zdei Efrain. All we learn from Zdei Efrain is that the Loshen Kicha is Mashma Kesef. By Zdei Efrain, the Posek says, Notati Kesef Asoda Kach Memeni. And it is from here that we learn that when the Posek says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, the Loshen of Kicha indicates Kesef. So after a slight observation in the Taz, as in the Sma, it is quite clear what actually the Machlokes is. According to the Sma, only money properly used as payment, paying the worth of what we purchase, is relevant and is sufficient to act as Kesef Kinyan. According to the Taz, even a Matona could be purchased by Kesef. Any money given L'shem Kinyan as a means of Kinyan would be sufficient. That is the Machlokes, the Taz, and the Sma. I myself wrote a few times in my Sforum that L'chaira, there are two tremendous lies to the opinion of the Taz. One is a Mishnah in Bava Basra Kuf Nun Vav. The Mishnah says, HaMachalak Nechosav Al Peiv, if a person before his death wants to give away his possessions, there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Kesef Shtar Chazaka, we need a proper Kenyan. According to the Chachamim, Matna Shchiv Mara, Tiksuvim Vechim Surim Dami. The Halacha is in accordance to the opinion of the Chachamim, that Matna Shchiv Mara does not necessitate a Kenyan. What a person wants to give away before his demise is doesn't really demand a Kenyan. But nevertheless, according to the Eliezer, Kesef Shtar or Chazaka, obviously the concept of Mechalek Nechosam Bal Piv is not selling, but rather giving. V'yafa piken, nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Kesef Shtar or Chazaka. So it seems to be obvious that even by Matona, Kesef is a proper Kenyan. And that is a Mishnah in Bava Basra. It is also a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, the first Sif in Reish Mem Aleph. The Mechaber says, Matona, Shneyam Yecholim Lachzor Behem, until they do one of the Kenyonim of Metach Umemkar. So obviously, Kesef Shtar Chazaka are all valid by Mesinas Matona, and the Bira Groh says that the source of this aloha is the above-mentioned Mishnah in Bava Basra Kuf Nun Vav. Another obvious raya to the Taz would be Siv Beis in Semen Kuf Tzadik. The Mechaber says, even Metzona Manas Lahasa would be sufficient as Kenyan Kesef. I have difficulty understanding how would the Sma explain Metzona Manas Lahasa by Kenyan Kesef. How could it be considered shivui hamekech, the worth of what we purchase? If you have to give back the money, it is only a technical transfer. How would that be kesef shivui hamekech? And therefore it seems obvious to me that probably the halacha is in accordance to the shittas hataz. But the Taz has a tremendous argument from Kiddushin. So, I would imagine that the Sma probably would respond Kiddushin Lechud and Kenyan Lechud. They are two different concepts, besides the fact that both involve Kesef, two different concepts. Kiddushin Kesef and Kenyan Kesef are not of the same nature. I already argued at great length in Minchas Rosh Masechet Kiddushin Siman Aleph and proved by various sources that Kiddushi Kesef and Kinyan Kesef are two different concepts, Ve'ein Ledamois Ze Leze. Kinyan Kesef is based on the concept of Tmura, exchange. A person that gives is entitled to receive. A person that got is expected to give in exchange of what he received. So the basic logic of Kinyan Kesef is exchanging one thing for the other. Zet murosi, zet chalifosi. The basic logic of Kiddushi Kesef is the husband giving a gift to his wife. The entire concept of Kenyan issues is based on Kirov Hadas. So Kiddushi Kesef is all about giving, while Kenyan Kesef is about exchanging. And without going into a very lengthy discourse, I would suggest those that are more interested in these basic concepts, check it out, Minchas Osher Masechet Kiddushin, Siman Aleph, the first siman in my Sefer Masechet Kiddushin. So, this is the machlokes between the Taz and the Sma, and as I try to explain, I think the halacha probably would be in accordance to the opinion of the Taz because of several rayas, Bava Basra Kuf Nun Vav, two relevant Seifim in Shulchan Aruch HaShemesh, but Kuf Tzadik Seif Beis and Reish Mem Aleph Seif Aleph. What I argued from Siman Kuf Tzadik regarding Matona Manas Lahasa, that actually is an argument first voiced by the Nesidus HaMishpat on the spot in Siman Kuf Tzadik. Delving a bit deeper into the concept of Kenyan Kesef, let us dedicate a few minutes to the very well-known idea of Rav Shimon Shkab, very well known in the yeshiva world, and this is an idea elaborated by Rav Shimon a few times in his form. Chiddush Rav Shimon, Kiddush in Siman Daled, Ksuba Siman Vav, and some other places. So Rav Shimon coined a concept, Kesef HaChoizor. Only Kesef HaChoizor could really validate a transaction. What does Kesef HaChoizor mean? Rav Shimon argues that the neshama, the soul and spirit of Kinyan Kesef, is actually the shiabud, the hischaivus incumbent on the recipient of money to give something in exchange. And only money which you received, and if you don't give anything in exchange, you are demanded to give that money back or to pay for it. Only that money could really activate or validate a transaction. It has to be Kesef HaChoizor. But if the recipient of the money has no schayves, no shiabud, to give anything in exchange or to return, give back that money, then that money cannot be Kesef Kinyan. From where does he prove this concept? From a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin on the base. Bava Kama Ayin on the base, we're dealing with the din of Tovochoi Umachoroi Chayev Dalad Vehei. If a person steals an animal, when he is caught, he has to pay kefal. He has to pay twice as much as the worth of the animal. Tovochoi Umachoroi, if he slaughtered the animal or sold it, he has to pay Dalad Vehei. So the Mishnah says in Bava Kama Daf Ayin, the concept of is a very well known concept in Shas. If you did one action which has two chiyuvim, ein adam meis umeshalim, mishum rishu achasat mechayvo ve'ein ata mechayvo mishum shtei rishuyot. So if at the same time you performed an avera in which you chayev misa, one is not chayev mamoin, ein odo meisu mishalom. And therefore, tvocha machor of a Shabbos, because he's chayev misa, he is not chayev dalad vehei. So the Gemara asks, tvocha he chayev misa, because slaughtering an animal is netilas nishom, and netilas nishom is one of lametes melochas. But what melochas involve in the selling of an animal? That's mekach u'memkar. Obviously, it's a nisid rabbanan memtzoi chefsechu v'daber dovor. But which of the malachas is involved in the sale of an animal? So the Gemara says it's a very peculiar case of purchase. The person that bought the animal from the ganav had a very interesting method of payment. He told the ganav, "I have a fig tree in my yard. So please take a fig off the tree, akoitz te'ena mete'enosi, etikneli gnevoseich. Take a fig off my tree, and that fig would be the payment for the animal, and in that way I would purchase the animal." So when is he receiving money? When he tears the fig off the tree. When he plucks that fruit off the tree, that is Meleches Koitzar. So he actually received the money in an instant in which he was Mechayev Misa, and therefore we cannot be Mechayev him, Dalad Vehei. Then the Gemara asks, and this kasha, this question of the Gemara, is the source of Rav Shimon's idea. The Gemara says, Ili tov alei kamon bedina, lo amrinan lei zil shilim, mechire name, lo havi mechire. When he plucks that fruit off the tree, in that moment, if he refuses, he does not want to give the animal in exchange, would be mechayev him to pay back that fig or its worth in money? Obviously not, because kamlai b'derabimelei, and therefore mechira lo havi mechira. It is from here that Rav Shimon proves, if by receiving the money, the recipient does not take upon himself a chiyuv to pay or give anything in exchange, that money would not validate the kinyan, mechira name, lo havi mechira. And this is the concept of Kesef HaChoyza. In Minchas Roshon Bava Kamas in Mem Hei, Minchas Roshon Bava Kamas, the only one of my Svarim that was printed only once, many, many years ago, goes back almost 30 years, Tovshin Mem Hei, the Sefer was published, it was never reprinted to my dismay. The Eze Hashem, let's hope, the Koroiz V'Yomeinu, but in Minchas Roshon Mem Hei, I wrote a lengthy article about Kesef HaChoyza, and I brought many rayos to reject the concept, the chiddush of Kesef HaChoyza. Some of the rayos I brought are from various sugyos in Kiddushin. However, as I argued just a few moments ago, one could totally reject all those rayos because ein ledamis kinyan kesef likidushe kesef. So it would be very reasonable to argue that by kedusha kesef you don't need kesef echoiza, because the concept of kedusha kesef is about giving. It is only in dinei kinyanim, dinei mekech umemkar, that we need kesef echoiza, because dinei mekech umemkar, kinyan kesef, is based on the idea of exchange, and therefore it is only by receiving money, which is mechayev me to give something in exchange, that I could actually perform this transaction and validate it. So kinyan kesef and kedusha kesef, if they're not the same idea, not the same concept, there's no reason that they have the same rules. And therefore, even if we prove that by kedushin we don't need kesef achoyza, one could still argue by kinyan you need kesef achoyza. However, some of my arguments are from dina kinyonim, and I want to explain one of them, because this is the ultimate raya, and I really think it's a raya she'ein oleyu tshuva. There's an interesting sugya in Bava Kama, in Bava Metzia Daf Tet Zayin, dealing with a strange transaction. A person sold a property that actually wasn't his. Reuven sells a house to Shimon, but the house actually belongs to Levi, and Shimon obviously trusted Reuven, and he wasn't aware that he's buying something, and his seller has no authority to sell. So Reuven sold Levi's house to Shimon without Levi's permission or awareness. Obviously, the money that Shimon paid is totally irrelevant, and the house is still belonging to Levi. At a later stage, Reuven has a guilty conscience, so Reuven goes back to Levi. He succeeds in buying the house from Levi, and the Gemara says, Shimon does not need an additional kinyan, and the house automatically goes into Shimon's possession. So the Gemara asks, how does that happen? Shimon b'may konele b'hai shtura, hai shtura chaspa b'alma. The shtar is totally invalid. So how does Shimon purchase this house? And why and how does the house go into the possession of Shimon when he bought that house from Reuven? Reuven sold the house totally without authority. So the Gemara answers, Tehei b'maminoi, b'yahiyenu adekumamin lei goma v'makne. Shimon acted in the most noble fashion. He trusted Reuven. He didn't hit, he didn't embarrass him, he didn't fight him. He didn't even call him to Beis Din. He just sat calmly by and trusted Reuven that ultimately Reuven will take possession of this house and he will see to it that it is transferred to Shimon. And therefore Shimon caused great hanua and gratification to Reuven, and in exchange for that hanua, Reuven gomer v'makne. The Rishonim, as quoted in Shita Mekabetzes, the Ritzbash, the Ritvo, and the Ran all explain that this Hanoah is considered Kesef, and the means of Kinyan is Kinyan Kesef. Shimon giving Reuven Hanoah In exchange to the Hanoah, which is defined as Shuvah Kesef, Reuven gives Shimon the property, the house. Now, let me make it clear. Sometimes in Shas we find, and the proper interpretation is not Kinyan Kesef. It is not because the Hanoah is defined as Kesef, but rather, sometimes this is a major discussion which we need to dedicate a shiur. I cannot just try to explain this concept derech agav, but sometimes we find in Shas that Gemara Das is sufficient to activate a transfer of possession from one person to the other. Gomer v'matna sometimes doesn't really need a kinyan. The most obvious example is the Gemara found twice in Shas, Kedushin Daftes, and once again Ksuvas Kuv Beis regarding Shiduchim. Kamatunoisin Labincho, Kamatunoisin Lebitcho, Hein Hadvorim Hanikim Ba'amira. The obligations that Mechutonim take upon themselves, even though if they didn't do a proper Kenyan, they are Mechuyev. Rabbeinu Tam explains in Ksubis Kuv Beis Omid Aleph that this is an example that sometimes you don't really need a Maisa Kinyan, and goodwill and Gemara Das is sufficient to validate the transfer of Bailus. I think the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is obvious in the Lashon of the Gemara. Hen Hadvarim Haniknim Ba'amira. Why? The simcha of chitun. Be'ahi hanoa doku mechatnu ahadodi gamra v'meshabed nafshehu. So the Gemara says, it is a very high level of simcha. People are always happy. And a shidduch, you know, Pliny's son is going to marry Almoni's daughter, and therefore they are both overtaken with joy and happiness. If we're dealing with Kinyan Kesef, it is not Niknim Ba'amira. So the Lashon of Chazal proves Rabbeinu Tam's point. In this case, Be'ahi Hanoa Dekumachatni Ahado Degomer V'Meshabed Nafshei is not defined and explained as Kinyan Kesef, but rather Gomer V'Meshabed Nafshei. However, in Bava Metzia Tet Zayin, we find a similar Lashon. But there the Rishonim explain, we're dealing with Kesef. Hanoah is sometimes defined as Kesef. Hanoah is Shoveh Kesef. Why would there be a difference? I think there are two basic differences, and each of them in itself is sufficient to explain why the Rishonim have a different interpretation, a different approach to these two various sugyas. One is this. Sometimes the Hanoah is one-sided. Meploni la'alamoni. There is no Hanoah in exchange. When Reuven sold Shimon a property that wasn't his, what Reuven gave Shimon is Ogmas Nefesh and Mapach Nefesh. Shimon, on the other hand, by acting in such a noble fashion, believing Reuven, he was the one that gave Hanoah to Reuven. So Chazal apply their psychology and explain, Reuven feels indebted to Shimon. Shimon was so noble, acted in a fashion which was entirely lefenim mishuras adin, and therefore Reuven feels obligated in his heart to do something for Shimon, to be forthcoming, and to give something in exchange. However, by Shiduchim, both are happy, both are overtaken with joy, so none of the two parties feels indebted to the other. I am happy, I very much hope my Mechutna is just as happy as I am. If he is not, then we have a problem, obviously. So both are joyful, both are happy, both are full of gratitude. It is not a one-sided hanuah which obligates the other party to give something in exchange. And therefore, it cannot be explained as kinyan kesef. And therefore, Chazal say, niknim ba'amira. The other explanation would be when Shimon didn't attack Reuven, didn't take him to court, to Beis Din, Shimon directly gave Hanoah to Reuven. However, when two mechatonim do a shidduch, the Hanoah is indirect. It is not Reuven giving Hanoah to Shimon by a certain deed, by doing something or by abstaining from doing something. Both are happy, and the simcha is for the mere fact that their children are happy, that their children are going to build a bayis ne'eman b'Yisrael. That cannot be defined as kinyan kesef, because the hanoah is indirect. It is not one party giving hanoah to the other party. And for these two reasons, Rabbeinu Tam explains that b'yahi hanoah dekumachat na'adoda Gamre v'meshavde nafshayu is not based on the concept of kinyan kesef, but rather on the concept of gmar das. Nevertheless, in Bava Metzia Tet Zayin, all the Rishonim explain the sugya. How is Shimon koina the bias? Because he paid for that bias in shove kesef. Not the money that he originally gave, because at that time Reuven had no authority to sell the house. The shove kesef that he gave along the way, at a later stage, by not attacking Reuven, by trusting him, even though Reuven obviously wasn't that trustworthy. Is that kesef hachoizah? Let us imagine a scenario, a situation in which Reuven is unsuccessful in purchasing the house from Levi. Or maybe a scenario in which Reuven didn't even try, didn't even make an effort. So obviously, Reuven has to give the money back to Shimon, because that money is actually gezel biyodel. Does Shimon have an argument to claim, okay, you gave me back the entire money I paid till the last cent, but now I want an additional $1,000 because I gave you Hanoah, I trusted you, I made you happy, so I want you to pay for that Hanoah that I gave you. And I want an additional $1,000. Would any Beis Din accept that claim? I don't think so. It seems to be far-fetched, maybe even ridiculous. There is no psika. There is not something I have to pay for. Yes, I will say thank you. I greatly appreciate your nobility, your good-heartedness, but this is not something I have to pay for. I didn't ask for it. You didn't stipulate that if I pay you, you're not going to take me to Beis Din. This definitely cannot be defined as kesef hachoizer, but nevertheless, it is kesef. And it is valid as kinyan kesef. So this sugya actually proves that one does not need kesef achoizer to validate the kinyan as kinyan kesef. This sugya actually proves an additional argument, and it brings us back to the beginning of this year, to the machlokes de Taz and de Sma. I think this sugya also proves that kinyan kesef does not have to be kesef shivui hamekach. Because in exchange for that property, Shimon paid $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000. That was the money of payment, not the nice deed of not being Torveya Reuven to Beis Din. That might be considered shove kesef, but it definitely wasn't intended to be the payment, the worth of the property. And nevertheless, All the Rishonim explain that it is Kinyan Kesef. So this basic sugyat in Bava Metzia Tezayin on one hand rejects the concept of Kesef HaChayza, on the other hand proves the Shitta of the Taz. Any money given with Kavana to be Kainat Murosoi is sufficient, and in no way does it necessarily have to be Kesef HaChayza. So these are two points that we learn from this interesting sugya in Bava Metzia Daf Tezayin. If we reject the concept of Kesef HaChayza, we have to go back to Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amud Beis and explain the sugya. So what do Chazal mean when they say the person plucked a fig off the tree, a koitz ta'ena meti'inosi, kamle b'derabemenei? And the Gemara asks, Ilitovale kamun bedina, lo amrina leizil slim, and therefore mechira nama lo have a mechira. Why not? First of all, we have to make a point that the sugya isn't dealing at all with Kinyan Kesef, but rather with Kinyan Chalitin, as Tosfos makes it clear. Kesef eina koina metaltelin, we're dealing with an animal, which is metaltelin. So it is obvious that we're dealing with Kinyan Chalitin. Maybe the concept of Chayza applies to Chalitin and not to Kesef. That definitely is the approach of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, Choshe Mishpot, Bava Kama, Siman Tet Zayinos, Yud Beis. There's a fascinating interpretation of Kinyan Chalitin. And to use my Sprach, or my definition in understanding the Chazon Ish, let me say this. All the Kenyonim are chal directly on the Dover HaNikna, whether it's Karak or Metaltalim. Only Chalifin is chal on the Gavra, and from the Gavra to the Chefza. So the Chazon Ish says that Kinyan Chalifin is a Chayv, but there never is a given instant in which there is a choiv, ki a choiv ha-pero'in bo'en ke'echod. The choiv and its payment bo'en ke'echod. When I give a suda, the recipient of the suda takes upon himself a choiv to pay for the suda, and the means of payment is what he is makna Tmuras Asuda, Achov HaPiraon Ba'im Ka'achad. So the Chazon Ish's interpretation of Kinyan Suda is basically similar to Rav Shimon's understanding of Kesef, but I think there is a great deal of material in Chazal and the Rishonim to substantiate the argument that Suda is different from all other Kinyanim. Kinyan Suda is the only Kinyan that applies to Metaltalin and to Karka, Lekuli Yalma. Some Rishonim maintain, Rav Haigun and Sefer HaMekach VaHaMemkar, Sefer HaChinuch, Bitzvishin LaMedvav, Kinyan Suda applies Karka Metaltalin, Ubekol HaTnaim Sheben Adam LaChavero. There are many Mekoiris in the Rishonim. Sudar is a broader concept than other Kenyonim. So the understanding of the Chazon Ish is Eschalam v'Gavra. Yitzirat Chov, Hachov ha-Piraon, Hakinyan u-Be'etzem Tashlum shel Hachov. But in any event, the Gemara deals with Sudar and not necessarily with Kesef. That would be one explanation of the Gemara. The other would not differentiate between Kinyan Chalitin and Kinyan Kesef. How does the Gemara answer this kasha, this question? Rava says, Esnan asotera fila bo'alimoi. Esnan zayna is posel for the mezbeach. Afila bo'alimoi, and ischayev misa, bo'alu erva. But the Esnan, nevertheless, is posel mizbeach. It will always be considered something that was given in exchange for biasnus. Why? Boalim o is chayev misa. Chayev misa has no obligation. He's not chayev mumen. But nevertheless, the Esnan is posel. Tosfos explains, because there always is a chiyev letzeis yidai shamayim, but the Shita Mekabetzes brings in the name of the Ramah. There is no chiyev. Lo b'dei yodom v'lo b'dei shamayim, afal piken. The fact is that the Esnan was given in exchange for biznus, and therefore it's possible the same idea would apply to Kinyan Kesef. Even though the recipient of the money has no chiyuv to give anything in exchange, but nevertheless, if he does want to give something in exchange, kinyan kesef would apply. So according to the Ramah, the havam of the Gemara is kesef echoiza, but in the conclusion of the sigya, that rule does not apply. So what we discussed today is one of the more difficult, complicated, and profound sugyas of Choshev Mishpot, Hilchos Mekach Umemka, the concept of Kinyan Kesef, and part of our discussion also touched on Kiddushei Kesef. We once again deal with Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, Masa Avos. I was in South Africa last week, so we didn't have a Shia. So I take this opportunity once again to delve into Masa Avos and into what Chazal demands from us in Tana de Be'eliyahu, Chayev Adam Loimar Mosai Yagiyu Masai Lemasai Avotai. What are the basics of Masa Avos? The Mishnah says in Avos, Eizu Tamilo Shal Avraham Avinu Kol Sheyeshbo Ayin Toivu Ruach Namocha V'Nefesh Feilu. He is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the first Rosh Yeshiva, maybe the greatest Rosh Yeshiva in history, because the Rambam writes in the first Perek of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, describing the world that Avraham Avinu found. It was a world of Avodah Zarah, of ignorance. Ad she'omad eson zeh v'nigbitzu elav. Alofim v'ravavois, thousands, tens of thousands of disciples flocked to Avraham Avinu v'shatal b'libam ha'ikar ha'gadol hazeh. Avraham Avinu zoken v'yoshiv b'yeshiva, that's what the Gemara says in Yumid Afchov Ches. Obviously, a great teacher, maybe the greatest of yeshiva in history. But who are the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu? Who are his disciples? Not the ones that are Boki B'Shas and Poiskim. The ones that have Midas Toivus. Kol Sheyesh Bo Ayin Toivo, Ruach Nemucho, and Nefesh Feilo. And this emphasizes the importance of Midas Toivus. Nothing is more important than Midas Toivus in Yiddishkeit. And those are the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. So what the Torah teaches us about Avraham Avinu is first and foremost this tremendous chesed. Chesed la Avraham. Avraham Avinu's tent, his achnosas oichim, his beker choylim, that is the essence of the Torah of Avraham Avinu. And when Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak, what does he tell Eliezer? El arzi ve'el moladati teilech, lo tikach isho lebni mebnoi saknani. And why not? The Sephorno asks, why was Avraham so proud of his family? Was his family that great? Were they great Talmid HaChamim? We all know about Terach, who was an idol worshiper, and Avraham Avinu had to break up Terach's Avodah Zarah and run for his life. The Sefarno explains, Avraham Avinu wasn't afraid of Avodah Zarah. It was quite clear to him that nobody in the house of Avraham Avinu could be affected by Avodah Zarah. What he was afraid of, what he was deterred by, was Midas Rois. Avraham Avinu knew his family, their wonderful Midas, and when he is planting the seed of Israel, Kerem Beis Yisrael, he is concerned with Midas, because that is the basis of everything. There's a very famous moshel of Reb Chaim Vital asking, if Midas Toivis are so important, why aren't they included in Taryag Mitzvahs? We have Taryag Mitzvahs, but the Midas aren't included in that magnificent list of 613. Reb Chaim Vital and Shara Kedusha gives us a moshel. A person went to a builder and asked for a 10-story house to be built. After the contractor does his arithmetic, he says, $10 million, $1 million for each story, each floor. 3 years later, the house is built, beautiful. He takes out his checkbook, writes a $10 million check, and the contractor says, no, you need to add another million. Why? Because of the foundation which is beneath the earth. He says, Shaita Shabielam. One knows that you can't even build one story without a foundation, so the foundation obviously is included in the price. Reb Chaim Vital says, without the foundation, without the basis of Midas Toivis, one cannot possibly be Mekayim Taryag Mitzvah Shebetorah. And therefore Midas are included. They are not something that stands outside the Taryag Mitzvahs. It is impossible for a person to reach any degree of shleimus in Torah, in Yira, in Kiyum HaMitzvahs, without Midas Toivis. So the Midas Toivis are the basis, the foundation of this entire structure. That is what we learn about Avraham Avinu. Those are the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Kol sheyesh lo ayin toivo, ruach nemucho, venefesh shvelo. And that is what Avraham Avinu is concerned about when he lays the building blocks, the foundation of Binyan Beis Yisrael, when he plants the seed of Kerem Hashem Tzevokos. When we try to follow in the footsteps of the Yovas Hakdoshim and to be Mekayim what Chazal ask from us, Chayav Adam Lema Mosi Yagiyu Maaseh LeMaaseh Avayisai, Midas Toivis top the list, and they are more important than any other asset we could possibly strive for. Yirotzon Shineske, to go in the footsteps in the ways of the Oves, v'kol ha'hoylech b'darko Oves, ani meskoyim amolav b'schus ha'ovois, sh'akodesh Baruch Hu yizkor lono chasda yavois, v'briso yavois, בגלל אבויס תושיה בונים וסובי גאולה לבני בניהם במהרה ויומנו אמן.